In this bulletin, Greater Sydney's lockdown officially extended for another 2 weeks. The WHO warns people not to mix their vaccines, and in sport, organisers of the Tokyo Olympics reiterate their safety message ahead of the Games. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has detected 97 new coronavirus cases in the past day and confirmed Greater Sydney's lockdown is being extended for another 2 weeks. State health authorities say Fairfield residents are staying home, but they're stressing the need for people in the Canterbury and Liverpool areas of Sydney to limit movement. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says 24 cases spent time in the community while infectious, and that number needs to reach almost zero before lockdown can end.
However, we'll obviously assess the situation at the end of those 2 weeks and provide information beyond that. We are prioritising vaccinating aged care workers and teachers in those key local government areas.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has assured people in New South Wales that the government's support package will last for as long as the lockdown is needed. From the fourth week of lockdown, the disaster payment will be $600 if a person has lost 20 hours or more of work weekly, or $375 for between 8 and less than 20 hours. Mr Morrison has told Channel 7 the financial help is significant and it includes the entire state from next week.
It will be a recurring payment, so you won't have to go back and apply each week.
Right.
You will get it each week until the lockdown finishes, and if your circumstances change, then obviously we would want you to inform us of that.
The support package will cut off once lockdown ends, but it means a national framework is established for other states and territories for similar circumstances in the future. Meanwhile, the federal opposition says financial assistance will be needed as long as lockdowns continue, but Labor is blaming the slow COVID-19 vaccine rollout for this necessary action. Sole traders are being offered $1,000 a week in response to Greater Sydney's restrictions, while businesses will be provided weekly payments of between $1,500 and $10,000. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says people in Sydney are really struggling and arguments between different Australian states are disgraceful.
Greater Sydney are doing it really tough. This lockdown is a direct result of a failure to vaccinate enough of the population and a failure to have national quarantine facilities.
A number of doctors who attended a virtual community leaders forum with Prime Minister Scott Morrison are pushing the federal government to increase the quota of vaccines for southwest Sydney areas. GP and community activist Dr. Jamal Riffey attended the forum, which was held to hear concerns about Sydney's latest coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Riffey has told SBS Arabic 24 that he has asked Mr. Morrison to provide more vaccine doses to southeastern Sydney GPs and clinics.
I also suggested that it would be good if we could ease the eligibility requirements for the vaccine rollout so that we can vaccinate as many people as possible as quickly as possible.
And the World Health Organization's top scientist is advising people against having COVID-19 vaccines from different manufacturers. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan is warning of a dangerous trend where individuals are deciding themselves when it should be up to a health authority. The WHO chief scientist says public health agencies should determine if mixing and matching of vaccines is appropriate based on the data.
We're in a data-free, evidence-free zone as far as a mix and match. There is limited data on mix and match. It will be a chaotic situation in countries if citizens start, you know, deciding when and who they should be taking a second or a third or a fourth dose.
In sport, the International Olympic Committee says it has accepted the decision not to have spectators at the Tokyo Olympics with a heavy heart. Earlier this month, organisers of the Tokyo Games ruled the event would be held without sporting fans due to coronavirus concerns in Japan. IOC President Thomas Bach says the safety first mentality must be followed, even if it means a difficult decision has to be made.
And this is not only about the spectators, it's first of all about the athletes. They want to feel the atmosphere in a stadium and the support coming from the public. But this decision and our support for this decision shows that we are walking the talk.
And Australia's having a final hit out against Japan in the football at Sanga Stadium in Kyoto today. Let's have a look at what the weather's doing at the moment across the nation. A couple of showers with a possible late storm in Perth, 17 for you. In Adelaide, a shower or two, also 17. Much the same for Melbourne, 14 degrees. Similar conditions in Hobart, a top of 12. Showers as well in Canberra, where it's 11 degrees today. Possible shower in Wollongong, 19. A shower or two in Sydney, 18 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle. A partly cloudy 23 in Brisbane. Possible shower for you in Cairns and 28. And sunny and 33 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.